Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Two fires kept the Humboldt Bay firefighters busy yesterday. The first at 8:46 a.m. when three engines raced to the scene of a structure fire in the 700 block of Stewart Street. The first arriving unit managed to extinguish a small fire that was isolated to the bedroom. Damage is only $1,000. The fire is thought to be caused by human error and is being investigated. The second fire yesterday took place last night at 10:42 p.m. at a structure fire to the rear of Ray's Food Place at 3460 Broadway. Eureka police had originally arrived finding fire and smoke pouring from a trash compactor at the rear of the store. Firefighters pulled the compactor away from the store and it was extinguished shortly after. There was no damage to the building or compactor. The cause is likely a discarded cigarette. The Humboldt Bay fire reminds people to properly dispose of cigars and cigarettes, as a careless toss can lead to trouble. Yesterday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was notified of a fight in progress involving multiple people, one armed with an axe at a residence in the 100 block of Hayrake Lane, Lolita. Several deputies responded to the scene while en route dispatch received a call from one of the combatants that was struck with the axe and medical was on the way. Two adult males and a female came to the residence to contact the occupants about an alleged theft that had occurred when one of the men was in jail. A fight broke out. One of the three adults who drove to the home sustained an injury to his eye from being struck by a drinking glass and was transported to a local hospital for treatment. Due to the confusion and witness accounts, nobody was arrested at the scene. No names of the involved parties are being released since there were no arrests. The search continues for two persons of interest after a car chase Saturday night led to the escape of the passenger and driver from law enforcement. The Humboldt County Sheriff's report says that a deputy attempted to pull over a black Chevy Silverado pickup truck Saturday night with no driver's license plate in the Dyerville area. The vehicle is driving erratically. According to an eyewitness officer, the vehicle's driver attempted to flee instead of stop. It's being called a slow-speed pursuit eastbound on Fort Seward Road with speeds of 30 miles per hour when eventually the truck went off the roadway down a hillside impacting a tree. The driver and passenger got away. Authorities want to find Ryan Floyd and Honey Walsh, who are persons of interest in the case. Floyd is a 30-year-old white male adult, 5'8" and 155 pounds, while Honey Walsh is 29 years old, 5'6" and 150 pounds. Please contact the sheriff's office if you have any information. More KINS News after this.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at the historic Benbow Inn, where Valentine's isn't celebrated just one day. From February 13th to the 17th, enjoy your choice of one or two night packages for an elegantly romantic room. The Valentine package you select includes a $100 food and beverage credit to be used as you see fit. We guarantee she'll love you for bringing her to Benbow. Call and ask about availability and prices. Make this Valentine's Day a bit more special with a romantic getaway. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
The lack of press releases from the California Highway Patrol suggests that the Super Bowl weekend was a safe and quiet one for the roadways as football fans took in a close match between the 49ers and Ravens. It was close, at least toward the end. We checked in with Chase Adams, public information officer with the CHP, which were running a full enforcement anti-drunk driving period over the weekend. Adams was happy that people chose to drive safe and sober.
Yeah, we didn't see an especially large increase of activity either in DUI arrests or crashes. Traffic collisions that happened over the weekend.
When asked what helped ensure the safe weekend, Adams says that media coverage and education played a critical role.
Hit or miss, we do have lots of education programs. A lot of news mediums ran stories, you know, urging people to pre-plan pregame, and get home safe. And hopefully, a lot of people took that advice.
We also talked with Merle Harpham, police chief for the city of Eureka, about the Super Bowl. He says it was not a problem at all, and that Super Bowl festivities take place at home more than anywhere else nowadays.
But, you know, a lot of the people, that's a home event anymore. You know, they have parties at home. And I don't think it's as popular as it was, you know, years ago to go sit in a bar and watch it.
The city of Fortuna says that they had three impaired drivers that were taken off the roadways on Super Bowl Sunday, and even that's a decline. Last year, there were five. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.